Welcome to Palestine Today, service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, September 8, 2010. Hamas warns the Palestinian Authority in Ramallah against arresting more of its members and decides to release 90 prisoners ahead of the Muslim holidays. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. The Islamic Resistance Movement, Hamas, called on all its members and affiliates to refrain from turning themselves in to the Palestinian Authority security services, the MAN news agency reported Wednesday afternoon. In a statement published Wednesday, the movement also asked their members and supporters to resist arrest and warned the Palestinian Authority to, quote, take note of the Gaza incidents, end quote, in reference to the bloody takeover of control by Hamas from the rival Fatah Party in 2007. Statement carries some serious threat of violent confrontation of the Palestinian Authority security forces when it said that, quote, the hand that struck deep at the heart of the occupier is able to reach them, end quote. The Islamist movement also said that if the arrests continue, the movement, quote, will not keep silent for long in the face of the continued arrest campaign and the chasing of party leaders by security departments in the West Bank, end quote, and added, quote, our patience has begun to run out, end quote. Hamas statement comes shortly after the Palestinian security forces arrested around 750 Hamas members and affiliates in the aftermath of the deadly attack on Israeli settlers near Hebron, which claimed the lives of four settlers. Hamas claimed responsibility for the attack and for another attack near Ramallah in which two settlers were wounded. A homemade shell hit an open space in the Negev area in the southern Israel, Israeli sources reported on Wednesday. The source added that the shell landed in an open area, causing no injuries and no damage to the properties. The sources added that the shell landed in an open area, causing no injuries and no damage to the properties, claiming that the shell was fired from the nearby Gaza Strip. On Tuesday night, Israeli sources said that another homemade Qassam shell landed in an open area near the town of Eshkol. However, no injuries or damage were reported. On the other hand, the Hamas deposed government announced Wednesday that it will be releasing 90 prisoners held for criminal charges in the Palestinian Authority jails in Gaza ahead of Eid al-Fitr. Ihab al-Hussein, an Interior Ministry spokesman, said Ismail Haniyeh, the deposed prime minister, issued a decree to release the prisoners to mark the holidays. In addition, 80 other prisoners were granted a 7-day furlough to celebrate the holidays with their families. That concludes today's daily report from the occupied territories of Palestine. For more news and daily updates, check out our website www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hossam Kassis and George Mawad.